The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Power for today has just begun by the grace of God. Somebody speak in tongues. Somebody declare the blood. Somebody speak in tongues. Somebody declare the blood. Somebody begin to thank the Lord right now. Hallelujah. What a blessed day. What a blessed morning. What a blessed life, O God, to live. We are grateful unto you, O God. We celebrate your goodness and mercy. We celebrate you, O God. Father, we celebrate you. We celebrate you. 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 Shakata kabaya kata kabaya.
Your goodness, your kindness. We say, take all the adoration. If it had not been for the Lord, we would have been. We thank you, Lord. We celebrate you. We bow before you. We magnify your name and declare your glory, your greatness to the nations.
Lord, we thank you this morning. We exalt you and uplift you. Today is the 13th day of the month of September 2023, the month of delivery. We are grateful for giving us life to live. We are grateful also, O Lord, for giving us this day to live and express yourself. We thank you for this platform that you have created and brought us up to come together and fellowship. Father, we thank you. We exalt you and uplift you. This morning, blessed Lord, we have come before you to receive power. We have come to your throne to obtain mercy. Mercy for today. That is why this program is Power for Today. Father, don't deny us as you have never denied any of your children. We are looking up to you for a change of story. We are looking up to you for your intervention. We are looking up to you. We want to see you, O God, manifesting yourself in our lives. We want to see you, O God, in our situations. We want to see you, O God, in our conditions. We want to see you, O God, in the challenges and difficulties that surround us. We want to see you, O God. We want to see you. We want to see you, O God, involved. Lord, we want to see you. Take charge. Touch everyone that has come online. Visit us, O God. Give us personal, individual, collective, Father God, corporate encounters, O God, so that by the close of the program, each and everyone will experience your presence, O God. Blessed be your name. Thank you this morning, we pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I say resurrection. Good morning to each and every one of us, the redeemed of the Lord, precious sons and daughters of God Almighty. I welcome you to Power for Today. Power for Today is coming your way from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi down near Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Elali Boja, being assisted by Gladys and Boja Worldwide and Pascal, our technicians. This morning, beloved, the Lord just inspired on me the theme, what is God requiring from me at this hour? What is God requiring from me at this hour? From me or of me, English people. What is God requiring of me or from me at this hour? At this hour. In Isaiah chapter 6, verse number 8. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, here am I. Send me. Verse 9. And he said, go and tell these people, hear ye indeed, but understand not. And see ye indeed, but perceive not. Ezekiel 22, verse number 30. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none. But I found none. Let's go to Revelation chapter 5 from verse 1. And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look therein. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals. Amen.
Amen.
Beloved, what is God requiring of you or from you at this particular hour? In your family, in your neighborhood, in that department, in that office, in your marriage, in your home, from your hometown, from your father's house or your mother's house. What is God requiring of you at this time? God is always looking for somebody. Somebody that will stand out and break the status quo. God is always looking for somebody that will stand out and break the status quo. God is looking for somebody that will bring an end to the activities of the devil. God is looking for somebody that will bring an end to that particular challenge in the family. That particular challenge that has been running through the generations. That particular sickness, that particular disease. God is looking for somebody. You see, that is why some of us, when God called us, we had to face the whole hell came against us. Honestly, when I hear some people easily, they even begin to call themselves pastors, small boys. It is good. And I really thank God for that. You don't wait for anybody to ordain you pastor. You can just call yourself. But don't forget that every title comes with a thorn. Every title comes without a thorn. It comes with an arrow. So, the moment whatever you call yourself, get ready. It is going to be tested. It is going to be tested. The devil is going to come out at you and test you, whether you really qualify to carry that title. Because what qualifies you to carry that title is not just the title. The things you have gone through. The battles you have fought. The enemies you have conquered. That is what qualifies you, I'm telling you. In Acts chapter 19, you can read there, when the demon said to the seven sons of Sceva, Jesus I know and Paul I know about, but who are you? Who are you? It is the powers that know you. It is from there that you get your title. But you can carry the title. You see, when I see, it is good. It is an inspiration to begin to call yourself whatever you want to call yourself. But you see, when I compare it to myself, and I look at people today who have it so easy to become pastors, to become so and so. Up to today, it takes a great deal for me to overcome those things. The pain that some of us had to go through. The whole hell came against us. If you are online and you are somebody who has taken a stand, what is God requiring of me? Number one, God is requiring of us from this hour to take a stand. To take what? A stand. God is looking for somebody to take a stand. To take a stand before Him. On behalf of a situation, on behalf of your family, on behalf of whatever, to take a stand. God is looking for people to say, enough is enough. God is looking for somebody to take a stand against that sickness, to take a stand against that poverty, to take a stand against that situation, to take a stand against that disease, to take a stand against that attack, to take a stand against the works of darkness. Look, God is looking for somebody. He's looking for you, the wife, to take a stand against the power that are fighting your husband. To take a stand against the power that are fighting your wife. To take a stand in the family, in the home, in the marriage. He's looking for somebody to take a spiritual stand before Him. To say, enough is enough. But will God find one in Ezekiel? Say, I look for a man. When you read Ezekiel 22, it was about the judgment. Israel has backslided. They have gone too deep. And God has pronounced judgment. Oh, judgment upon judgment. Things that were going to happen to them. Yet, He said, I look for a man. If I can just get someone that will stand in the gap for me to build the wall. Wall in the Bible represents protection. It represents preservation. It represents security. Yes, wall. It represents protection. It represents preservation. It represents security. Yes, so I stand. I want someone to stand in the gap to build the wall so that I will not destroy it. That is someone to hedge, someone to block the way, to do something that will avert the judgment that I have declared or decreed. But I found no one. I found no one. I found no one. Let me tell you, don't sit down and say, I don't care what happens in my family. When you take a stand first for yourself. The stand must stand for yourself first. The stand, it must stand for yourself first. Yes, then it transcends into the members of your family. So you take a stand for yourself. That thing must stop with you. Then it extends. I see God is looking for somebody to take a stand. Jesus Christ, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, in Revelation chapter 5, was the only person that qualified to break the seals. You know, in that book, that seal is the revelation we are having today. It's the Bible we have today. It's the mind of God. It was sealed. It was sealed. No one knows what is in God's mind. And let me tell you, one of the greatest key to great success, stable success, is to know the will of God. Is to know that you are in the will of God. That is all. Let me tell you, once you know the will of God about everything, 80% you are successful. When you know the will of God and you surrender to the will of God, somebody should write this for me. One of the greatest keys to great and enduring success. Yes, our own doctor, Mrs. Esther Wuridu, she was the first person that started writing this for me. I forgot to mention her name the other time. Our own doctor, Mrs. Esther Wuridu, today I see you online. Yes, she's a very busy woman. She was the first to start writing this for me. Then Eno came on. Then Mrs. Babina came on. Then my own Mabel. Our Mabel. But Mabel is just another level. Yes, our own Perisor, chief executive. She brings out some inspiring prayer points. Yes. I've been reading the things that some of you have been writing. Some of you just write, amen, amen, amen. That is good. It's not bad. Some of you too, you are writing the revelations that you are receiving. Some of you too, you send inspiring. Pastor, this is blessing me. This is good. Pastor, I feel like this. All those things, they come a long way to do or to encourage us. And you see, beloved, I said the greatest key to great success, great and enduring success, is to know the will of God, to know the mind of God, to know the counsel of God, and submit, and submit, and submit, and surrender, submit, and not just knowing, but you know and you submit, you know and you surrender. So you see, in Revelation chapter 5, the book was sealed with seven seals, and no one qualified in heaven and on earth to break the seals, to know the counsel of God, to know the mind of God, to know the will of God. No one. So John, in the Revelation, John started crying or weeping. But then one of the elders said, John, weep not. The Lion of the tribe of Judah has prevailed. He qualifies to break the seal. So Jesus Christ was the one who broke the seal. That is why today we have the revelation that we have. Beloved, Jesus Christ took a stand to break the seal. That is why you and I are what we are today. Beloved, in that company, why did God give you that employment? Why did God place you there? Why are you in the church? Why did God touch your heart to fellowship in that particular church? Why has God brought you on this platform? You think you are just here to just receive blessings? No. You are also to contribute spiritually. You are to contribute financially. You are to contribute something to the success of this program. I am telling you, you are not just here online. You don't just go to that fellowship. You don't just attend that church. You were not just born out of that family for nothing. You are a seal breaker. A seal breaker. Yes, spiritually, financially, morally. Like I'm saying, yes, people send words. Amen, amen. God bless you, Pastor. This message is mine. So, so and so, this and this and that. You don't know how those things bless us. Some send us units. Reload 100 cedis, 80 cedis. Some drop a seed. Pastor, I am sowing this to encourage you. I am all those things. Some send a message. Pastor, I am praying for you. May God strengthen you. May God, you don't know. All of them, they have a role to play. Beloved, you were not just born. Look, you are born to take a stand. Look, do you know that you can take a stand for the whole nation? You don't need to go to Jubilee House. In Ghana, we call it Jubilee House, the president's seat. I don't know how it is called in your country. In Nigeria, they call it Aso Rock. Aso Rock. I don't know how it is called in other country. In America, they call it White House. In Britain, they call it Birmingham Palace. Birmingham Palace. Look, you don't need to go there. Look, in your small corner, in your car, while driving to your workplace, you can reset the nation. You can reset the nation. I'm telling you. Look, if you know the power God has given to you as a child of God, you have no idea that you have a stubborn husband or a stubborn wife. You don't need to talk. You don't need to talk. You don't need to talk. You don't need, but you are in charge. You are in control. You just go to Ezra chapter 1, verse 1 and 5. Ezra 1, 1 and 5. The Spirit of God, God moved the heart of King Cyrus. God moved or stirred or ignited. So God moved the heart of Kofi, moved the heart of so, moved the heart of my boss, moved the heart of, I mean, my God. Last night, 1 a.m., I was receiving a call from Australia. Yes. This Australian girl who came to marry one of my cousins. Whenever I say she came to marry, somebody begin to laugh. That how can it is man who marries? How can a woman come to marry? Let me tell you, this one, she came to marry. She came down to marry a man and take the man away. So, that is how I put it. And then she called me 1 a.m. Oh, send a long message. Then, around 4:30 a.m., she called again. And after she has spoken to me about the challenges that she's having in the marriage with my cousin, you know, white people are very, very, very honest. She was so honest. Some of the things she hasn't done right, I don't think I have acted right. I don't think I have behaved right. And so it is making so-and-so want to rent his own apartment and move out. But I know that there are things I've not done right. I am not giving him sex again because my workplace, in fact, I am under attack. My workplace is toxic. my workplace so spiritual. When I come, I am so tired. I am weak. I am this. I am that. I don't want anybody to come near me and all that. I think I have not acted well. This, I was so surprised. Honesty. But I know you can pray for us. I know you can do this. I know you can do this. And then I talked to her. Already, she went to church. And when the altar call was made, she went forward. And then the pastor saw that you are under attack from your office. Your office is spiritually toxic. Your office is spiritually toxic. Your office has been dedicated to a spirit. So anytime you go to work and then you come home, you are annoyed, you are weak, you are tired, you are so and so. The pastor was telling her, she was telling me on phone. Then the pastor said, bring the anointing, or a lady pastor, bring the anointing. Or she prayed over the anointing. He said, go. Go to your office early. And don't let anybody see you. Anoint the door as you enter. Don't let anybody see you. And then your home, whatever. But you see, this lady did something. And I'm teaching you how to take a stand. Because my boy, I don't really call people my son, my boy, my sister, and so the father gave it to me. The father is dead, gave it to me as a son. It was in my house that they did the marriage and all that. But you know, I'm not used to calling people my son, my daughter, my this. What do you mean? No. So, you know, yes, I'm saying this. She's not online today because she said today she will not be online. Yes, they are always today. They are not online. You know something? I told her that I'm going to use you this morning to give a testimony. I'm going to use you. I'm going to use. Say, go ahead. Say, go ahead, my pastor. Go ahead. Go ahead. And you know, she did something. She said, I anointed his shoe. I say, wow. I anointed inside his shoes. That when he wears the shoes, God will change his mind. I say, wow. I've been doing a lot of things, but this one is another level. It's another level. Look, let me tell you, your testimony and your change of story is not in the hands of any human being. Do you know what I'm doing right now with you? I am just taking a stand for you. I am just opening your eyes. I'm telling you, my people are destroyed for lack of what? Knowledge. Hosea 4:6. The entrance of thy word giveth us light. One of the keys, we say keys to greatness, is revelation. I'm telling you, what revelation are you carrying? What revelation are you acting on? I am telling you, revelation, will, conviction, these are all keys, faith. So I am just giving you insight. God is using me. Let me put it that God is using me to open your eyes, to set you up, to give you insight of what you can do. That is what we pastors, prophets, apostles, teachers, that is what we are supposed to do. That is what we are supposed to do for you, to build you up. That is why some of you, especially Paris or chief executive, when we are, she will bring a prayer point. She is not so much a conformist. Yes. She is not so much a conformist. Yes. She has her own way of doing her things. Sometimes we are praying, she will just bring her own prayer point. But it is in line. Yes, it is in line. Most times, yes, exactly what we have. But sometimes the Holy, you can see that she goes deeper. And even I mentioned, not her alone, but other people. Yes, let's pray. This person has brought this prayer point. It's good. Let's pray. You see. So from what I am sharing, it has opened your eyes and it is taking you deeper. That is the ministry of the pastor. That's the ministry of the prophet. That's the ministry of the apostles. That's the ministry of the teacher. To just open you up for deeper insight and revelation. To connect you to the Holy Spirit. To connect you to Jesus Christ. That is what we are supposed to do. I'm telling you. That is all that we are supposed to do. We are not supposed to be Holy Spirit in your life. No. We are not supposed to tell you when to sleep, when to wake up, when to do the... No. That one is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that will prompt you as to what you should do. As to, I mean, your corresponding action. People call me and they say, Pastor, as I prayed, I just felt that I should do... I say, go ahead. Like Millie called me. This lady from, she's called Millie. Millie called me, say, Pastor, my pastor. She called my pastor. As I was praying, I just felt that I should do this. I just felt that I should place a note of love on his pillow. And then I know the time he will come. That note will be there. When it is about 30 minutes for him to arrive, then I'll remove it. He will not come. I say, go ahead. Do it. Beloved, God has called you and I to take a stand. Take a stand in faith. Take a stand in sacrifice. Take a stand in service. Take your stand as a seal breaker. Take your stand as a barrier breaker. Take your stand as a boundary mover. Focus on the outcome that you expect. Somebody should write this for me. Focus only on the outcome, the expected outcome, not on what is going on. Focus on your expected outcome. Focus on your expected outcome. How you want the thing to be. Do you know that that's how God acts? That was why in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2 to 4, when there was chaos and confusion and darkness at the deep of the destined creation, God said, let there be light. God focused on the outcome. The outcome was not light. So let there be light. He focused on the outcome. God didn't focus on the chaotic situation. He focused on the outcome. That is one of the keys to victory. I'm telling you, focus on the glorious outcome. Focus on the expected outcome. And I'm telling you, before you realize, right now, September is the month of delivery. Focus on the outcome. Focus on delivery. Focus on delivery. And let me tell you, some of us, you don't know why your battles are so much. It is because you have taken a stand. The moment you take a stand, I am telling you, you experience what no one has experienced in the family before. I'm telling you, your attacks will be more. Your so-and-so, the enemy will come out violently. He wants to attack every... I'm going to share that at the 11th hour prayer parade. Yes, 11th hour prayer parade. I'm going to share some things there. I'm telling you. People say, why is it that? As for me, I struggle. Everything, this, that. I said, do you know, you are a seal breaker. You are a seal breaker. You are a gapper. G-A-P-P-E-R. You are a gapper. You are the builder of the world. You are the hedge. You are the hedge. That is why you are the one who is facing those challenges and attacks, because the devil has seen you that you are the star. The moment you break their stand, everybody in the family, it's like you are the one who holds the key. That is why you must take a stand. You must take a stand, even in the church, in that department. Don't leave everything to the pastor. Yes. Take a stand for God. The only person that can stop you from doing anything in the church is the pastor. I'm telling you, no one, only the pastor. Only the pastor. And even when the pastor stops you, you go back to God and ask God. I'm telling you, because sometimes the pastor is being used and he doesn't know. Because we pastors too, we can be used by the devil when we open up. We pastors, any human being is vulnerable. Any human being is a channel. It's a channel to God, to the Spirit of God, or a channel to the spirit of the devil. Pastor, pastor's wife, a deacon, so-and-so, a leader, whatever. We are all vessels. We are vessels to the Spirit. We yield to. Yes, we are vessels. To the Spirit, we yield to. That is why we need to always examine ourselves and bring ourselves always under check, under the authority of the Holy Spirit. So you see, when you are a gapper, when you are somebody who takes a stand, your battles, hey, when you are somebody who takes a stand against poverty, how do we take a stand against poverty? Look, pray, and then engage in a covenant sacrifice, covenant offering, covenant. Enter into a financial covenant. Start with your Sunday offerings, and then some other things you do in secret. Anytime you are taking a stand for something, ask the Holy Spirit, what is my corresponding action as I am praying? As I am praying, what is my corresponding action as I pray? As I pray. In fact, one of my sisters outside the country came down with the children on a visit. My blood sister came down. I think our sixth born. She's in US with her husband and children. She came down. And when she was telling me a health challenge that she had suffered that no one knows except her and the husband. He said, look at me sitting here. Do you believe that I ever went through this? I said, what are you telling me? She just laughed. And when she told me the amount of money, thousands of dollars, that were involved in the medical treatment, and even how those monies were paid, I was just sitting down shaking. I said, what? You mean you sitting down here, you've gone through this? She was just smiling. I said, I am telling you, if you like, when I go, I'll take photograph of all the documents and send to you. But as I sit down here, nothing like that can be found. Nothing like that. No trace of that can be found in my blood. Nothing can be found. And do you know, myself and my husband, when the bill came, do you know what they wrote under? What they wrote under? They said, bill already settled. Bill already settled. Who settled it? We don't know up to today. About $25,000. Bills already settled. When I was surprised, and then the Holy Spirit reminded me, have you forgotten the covenant? Have you forgotten that you are in covenant for your family and the church, your church members? Have you forgotten that you have made a covenant that no such disease no such untimely death will be found in your family and in the members of your congregation that you don't want to bury them. And those who are connected to you, have you forgotten? It was the Holy Spirit who reminded me. Beloved, take a stand. Take a stand. What is God requiring of you now at this hour? God's requirement for you now is to take a stand. Stop crying. Stop crying. Stop crying over your husband, over your wife. Stop worrying and take a stand. Stop crying over that stubborn child. That's so and so. Stop crying. Why is that me? People don't like me. Why is that my boss is like this? Why is that my job? Take a stand. Take a stand and say no. Any power behind this? I say no way. There must be a change. I say there must be a change. Sometimes you add fasting to it. As the Holy Spirit leads you, you enter into a particular covenant or covenants. I have several of them. I have things I do. Yes, I have things I do. Take a stand. Take a stand. Oh, look, you don't know. People in your family, look, they are already conquered. Oh. They are blinded. They have been blinded. They are conquered. They are this. So you, your eyes must open to take a stand. You don't need to talk to them. You don't need to tell them, hey, this and this. No, no. You don't go into any argument with them. No. Take a stand. And you know, heaven will listen to you. However, listen to me. The moment you take a stand, certain challenges, certain warfare will come. But you know, they don't last. The warfare don't last. When you continue and you persevere and persist, when you persist, there will be a break. Where the church is located, there are things I've never told people yet. But sometimes when pastors come to me, I tell them. The other day, when some pastors came to me, from the area, I mean, they just wanted to visit me and know. I said, look, this church, when that church came to that place in 1980 something, that particular spot where we are, wooden structure, for many years, it was only that church that was there. About 1 or 2 kilometers radius. Even to Jowolu. Only deliverance was there. Perez was not there. All these churches you see around that place, none of them was there. Only Jubilee Christian Center was at the top. If I'm top there, only Jubilee Christian Center was at the top there. And then Abavana area, the Anglican Church, Abavana, only that one was there. The whole area there, only deliverance. The next place you find it's a new town. The next place, Abelinkwe, ARS. Yes. And then Jowolu inside, is it Methodist or Presby, inside there that you find. I'm telling you, deliverance was the first to go there. We broke the ground. Today, what do we see? Today, what we see, even in houses around, there are fellowships in houses around. There are fellowships in what? Houses around. There are fellowships. Can we count the churches there now? There are many. A lot. A lot. When the pastors came and they all stood up. They all stood up and started clapping. We were doing walking. Mapping night, how do you call it? Spiritual mapping. We will walk from the how do you call it? That big gutter at Perez. We will walk it like that to pick them up. We'll be anointing and taking prophetic action. Walk to Alajo Road. We'll stop at a place. We'll make declaration. walk down, walk across, then walk into the church, and then pray throughout the night. How many times have we done that? The first time we did that, we were nine. We were nine. Myself and seven of my prayer warriors. The first time we did that, myself and Brother Alex, we were not sick. The rest were sick for 1 week. The rest were sick for what? For 1 week. And even me, for 3 days, I started running. I ran for 3 days. And then he stopped. But for the 1 week, attack! 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 But today, what do we see? The place is broken. The place is now open. Those days, those of us who went there, cars were not crossing. I don't know how to describe the place. You don't know. Look, if you don't take a stand, and you know, the moment you take a stand, your name will go into the record books of heaven. Your name will enter the record books of heaven, and your generation is forever. Say, Lord, grant me the grace to take a stand. Grant me the grace to take a stand. Say, Lord, I thank you today for this insight, for this revelation. I thank you for this revelation. I thank you for this revelation. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your word. Your word has made me to understand the reason why I am alive. Your word has made me to understand what you request,
from me
at this time, that I should take a stand.
That I should take a stand.
Oh Lord.
This hour,
I put on the whole armor of God. I secure myself in the blood. I secure my family and everything of mine in the blood. Let's pray in line. I secure myself in the secret place.
In the secret place
of the Most High.
Of the Most High.
And the shadow.
The shadow
of the Almighty.
Of the Almighty.
I secure everything about mine.
As I take my stand.
Oh Lord, strengthen me. I take a stand for myself. myself. I take a stand for 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 myself. Rakatakaba, rakatakaba, italaba, shakatakaba, ya.
I take a stand. I take a stand. Papa rakatakaba yakatakaba yakatakaba ya. I take a stand for myself. Papa rakatakaba italaba shakatakaba ya. I take a stand. I take a stand. I take a stand for myself. I take a stand. I take a stand. I take a stand for myself. Yes, Lord. I take a stand for myself. Oh Lord, I take a stand. Le papa rakatakaba italaba shakatakaba ya. Ile papa italebe kereba shakata.
What does not work for others? What does not work for others? It must work for me. I take a stand. What no one has achieved in my family. In my father's house, in my mother's house, I must achieve. What has never worked, it must work for me. The barrier that no one has crossed, I am crossing it. Any boundary that no one has crossed, I am crossing it. 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 I take my stand.
I take my stand.
I take my stand. I take my stand.
I take my stand.
I take my stand.
I take my stand.
I take my stand. Against this evil.
Against this evil.
Against lateness.
Against
delays.
Against late delivery
in my family,
I take a stand.
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 Against
premature death.
Premature death.
Against accident.
Against accident.
Against marital instability. Marital instability.
Marital instability.
Marital instability. Against delays. Against delays. Against late arrivals,
against
late arrivals, against late delivery,
against late delivery,
against late delivery,
against late delivery
in my family,
in this office,
in this neighborhood,
in this community,
in this nation,
I take my stand.
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 In the armor of God.
I take my stand.
In the armor of God.
I take my stand.
I take my stand.
I take my stand.
I take my stand.
In the armor of God,
I take my stand.
I take my stand.
I take my stand.
I break the status quo.
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 What has never worked?
What has never worked?
It must work for me.
When no one has risen to,
I am rising to that place.
I am rising to that level.
I am rising to that level.
Powers that prevent people from achieving
what they should achieve.
Let them give way.
Let them give way.
Let them give way.
Let them give way.
I take my stand
against those powers.
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 I take my stand.
The devil is a liar.
Devil, you are a liar.
Devil, you are a liar.
Devil, you are a liar.
Devil,
you are a liar.
Devil, you are a liar.
Devil, you are a liar.
Devil, you are a liar.
You devil and your agent.
You have failed.
You devil and
your agent. You have failed.
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 I take my stand.
I take my
stand. Against you.
Against your activities.
Against your activities.
Take my stand.
I take my stand.
I take my stand.
I take my stand.
You cannot stand me.
You cannot stand me.
You cannot stand me.
You cannot stand me.
me.
You cannot stand
because
me. Because
I am putting on the armor of God. I am putting on the armor of God. I am putting on the blood of Jesus Christ. I am putting on the garment,
the mantle
of seal breaker. So you cannot stand me.
So you cannot stand me.
I take my stand.
I take my stand
against poverty.
In this family.
I take my stand.
I take my stand
against indebtedness.
I take my stand
against delays.
I take my stand
against stagnation.
I take my stand
against any covenant.
Any covenant, ancestral covenant, generational covenant, family covenant that has placed a limitation
on how far,
any member
of this family,
can go.
Any family covenant, any parental covenant that has placed a seal, that has placed a limitation, that has placed a boundary on how far people from this family,
people
from this community,
people
from this area,
can go.
I take my stand against that covenant. Take your stand right now.
I take my stand against that covenant. I take my stand
against that evil and wicked covenant.
That evil and
has placed a limitation.
That has placed a seal. That has placed a seal
on people in this office.
On people in this department. On people in this company. Yes, O Lord.
On people in this company.
On people in this area.
On people in this community.
On people in this community.
On people in this nation.
On people in this nation.
On people in this city.
On people in this town.
On people in this village.
I break out of that covenant.
Break yourself out right now by blood and by fire.
Yes,
I break myself out. I break out. Any covenant, any evil and wicked covenant that has placed a limitation, that has placed an embargo, that has set a barrier for anyone. I break myself out of that covenant. I break myself out of that evil and wicked covenant.
By blood and by fire, I break out of every limitation. Break out
of every limitation. Break out, break out, break out, break out, break out, break out, break out of every barrier. Break out of every boundary. Take your stand and break out. 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 Break out your husband. Break out your wife. Break out your children. Break out your dream. Break out your destiny. Break out, break out. Break out your career. Break out your dream. Break out your expectation. Break out your testimony. Break out, break out. Take your stand and 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 break out. Break out of that disease. Break out of that disease. Break out of that sickness. Break out of that sickness. Break out of that sickness. Break out of that disease.
Break out of that disease.
Break out, break out, break out your company, break out your investment, break out your ministry, break out your ministry, break out your ministry.
From any evil family covenant in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Haboriyanda. Ibeleketeke barukutu kaba italabasha. I break my family out. I break my family out. I break my home out. I break my life out. I break my business out. I break my health out. I break out of every negative covenant and its effect.
Every covenant of poverty, every covenant of misfortune, every covenant of accident, I take my stand. To break out, 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 I take my stand. Kabaya, Ile Papa Itale Beshe, Ile Papa Rakata Kabaya, Ibaleke Teke Barakata Kabaya, Ile Papa Italabasha Kata, Ibalakata Kabaya, Ibalakata Kabarakata Kabaya.
I break out, I break out,
I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out, I break out,
I break out, I break out, I break out,
Papa Rakata, Ibrakata Kabaya, Ibalakata Kabaya, Ibalakata Kabaya, Italabasha, Ibapa Lakata Kabala, Ile Papa Lekete Kibala, Ile Papa Italabasha, La Papa Kata Kabaya, Ile Papa Rakata Kabaya, I break out, 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 I take my stand to 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 break out. I take my stand to break out. I take my stand to break out.
From anywhere, from this neighborhood.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Beloved, no one should tell you that it is working. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I focus.
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 On the glorious outcome.
Glorious outcome.
The glorious outcome.
The glorious outcome.
I see a glorious outcome.
I see the glorious outcome.
I see a glorious outcome.
I see the
I celebrate my glorious outcome.
I celebrate my glorious
I celebrate my glorious outcome.
I celebrate my expected outcome.
I celebrate my expected outcome.
Yes, Lord.
celebrate my expected outcome. I 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 celebrate my expected outcome. Oh, it is working. It is working. Let's begin to thank the Lord. From today, I focus on the outcome. From today, I focus on the glorious outcome. From today, I take my mind off. I take my mind off. I take my eyes off. I take it off. The chaotic situation. The chaotic situation. The chaotic situation. The chaotic situation. And I see light.
I see light.
I see light.
I see light.
I see fulfillment.
I see fulfillment.
I see stability.
I see
celebration.
I see
a glorious end.
I see a glorious end.
I see a glorious end. Oh, it is working. Beloved, it is working. It is working. An angel just entered the house. It is working. I see a glorious end.
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 I take my mind off.
What the devil is showing me
in my dreams,
the negative dreams
I have
about me,
I take my mind off.
I take my mind off.
None of those dreams
will come to pass.
Let those dreams die.
Every negative dream
that anybody has had against me,
any negative dream
that the devil has shown me
in my own dreams,
to myself. I kill those dreams.
I kill
those dreams.
I terminate those dreams.
I nail them to the cross.
I nail those negative dreams.
I nail them to the cross.
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 Every negative dream.
Every negative dream.
Every negative dream.
Every negative dream.
You are dead.
You are dead.
You are dead.
You are killed.
You are terminated.
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 Le papa rakata kabayakata. You are terminated.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
The mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I celebrate my testimony.
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 I celebrate right now.
Right now.
I celebrate
a glorious outcome.
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 My glorious outcome.
My glorious outcome.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Beloved, I want you to know that what you focus on is what you are going to see. When there was chaos and darkness covered the earth, God said, let there be light. God focused on light and he called light and light appeared. Beloved, from today, focus on your expected outcome. Focus on your glorious outcome. Focus on your celebrated outcome. And call it so. Call it so. Call it so. Don't just focus, but call it so. call it so, think it so, see it like that. And I tell you, you will celebrate. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1 says, we should imitate God. We should imitate God. God didn't see the darkness. He saw light and called the light. He saw light and called the light. From today, see something good in that situation and call that good thing out of that situation. Amen. Beloved, there is a visitation in the house. Amen. Your testimony is the next. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Christianity is not convenient. Christianity hasn't got any convenient time. No, never. You must make time. You must find a way to worship God right from Genesis. Abraham and others, they've never had a convenient season. They must make time because that is how it is here on earth. It is only in heaven that everything will work conveniently for us. But here, we must be up and doing. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Amen. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Amen. May the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. Amen. I declare and decree that your testimony is the next. Amen. I can see you calling me. I can see you WhatsApping me. I can see you giving me a testimony. I just saw that this lady from Australia had just sent a testimony to me right now. She has just typed a testimony to me right now. Let your testimony also come immediately. Amen. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Shalom, shalom, peace.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.